You're now listening to Road to Stardom.
What's good? It's your girl, Miss. Stay tuned to our videos. The Indie Experience. We're going to be doing as we always do. Appreciate you rocking. We're going to make the show start with some good music. I got a song for y'all. But no, I can't sing. And it's called Carry the Weight. And we listen to it. Now, I played her music before. You heard me play It's Gonna Be Alright. You heard me play River Keep Running. So, I'm gonna give you a three-play of her to get from my favorite artist. And if you like her music, check it out through whatever streaming platform you use to listen to music. And it's spelled A-C-A-N-T-H-A Lang. Anthea Lang. Her name. We're going to start with a new joint called Can't Wait. Here we go.
You're used to carrying it all by yourself. You got a heavy heart, a lot of pain. I can see it on your face, but you never ever say a word. When the rain starts to fall and the storms get rough, I hope you know that you can call on me. keep running, bringing trouble to me. But trouble ain't gonna never make me run. So much frustration and barely enough self-esteem.
So that equality would define our lives. We are the people. We are the nation. We are the people. We are the nation. From every nation, race and creed, we stand united in what we believe. And we will always keep the faith and come together in peace one day. We are the people. that lightning strike the same place twice. I'd be a fool if I ever let you leave, girl. Never in this whole wide world would I ever find a woman like you.
Thank you. that is on your mind, you won't be missed. I'm finally moving on. There's light beyond the dark. No shackles on my heart. I guess that's it.
The West Coast sun, make my temperature rise. Shed some light on me, baby, don't be shy. I wanna soak you in, like you're a vitamin, yeah. Shed some light.
You're like the West Coast sun. calling to my heart, babe.
Reason.
Stop calling to my heart so I can resist you.
On a slippery slope, long days and nights have allowed us to take flight. We face in the same direction, reflecting each other's light. Right hand over my heart as we start to engage. In this book of life, my lady be the favorite page. Don't need to put you on a pedestal, you know that you're incredible. The mutual respect has kept our connection inseparable.
Heart smiling and beating real fast.
Attraction like a magnet. Mommy know I'm rising like left eye X boom. Looking for something different, not the same deja vu. She wanna see the world, I wanna give it to her. Say we started from the bottom, now we stunting on the viewers. Club lights, no lines, toast the best wine. When it comes to bedtime, that puts mine, I own it.
I can think of younger days when living for my life was everything a man could want to do. I can never see too.
Connected, music in the back, but baby. Thank you. by the girl I made, babe. This is what it's like. Tell me what it's like. I can't remember what it's like. I know it's been in the sky, but it's not me. Oh, why is this on my mind? This is what it's like. Now I remember.
Think about you, you see, baby. you give me more and more
all your love, all night long.
I be giving you good loving when we be getting it on.
All your love,
all your love,
all night long,
all night long. Give me that, give me that. Waiting on you, baby, when you're coming home. I got something waiting for you. We gonna start in the living room. I wanna taste your loving, baby. Taste it all night. Keep giving me ecstasy when you're born. It's my touch you're looking for. I gotta give it to you, baby, as you give me more and more.
All your love,
all your love,
all night long,
all night long. I be giving you good loving when we be getting it on.
All your love,
all your love,
all night long,
all night long. Give me that, give me that.
Good love.
Good love. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You got to have it. When are you coming?
When you come
home tonight? 'Cause tonight,
tonight
is our night, baby. Take your time and do me right. Come on, sugar. I gotta get your love, baby. I gotta get your love, sugar. Can I get your love, darling? Can I have your love, baby? Give me all your love, baby. Give me all your love, baby. Give me all your love, sugar. I got to have your love, darling. Girl, you must hear my baby.
Almost exactly what I need. A definite maybe. It's short to entice, but you'll be up to me. I can't help but think that this doesn't matter. I'm trying to separate the facts from
from all the fiction. We're living in a world of contradictions. And if baby you're the truth, then I'm lying next to you. When you're the distance, then I'll be your water. And you're the perfect plan I never thought of. Chasing after you. Ooh, you're the sweetest dream, my incredible. Ooh, yeah, the sun's so bright, your eyes the light. Ooh, I can't help but stare at you. Don't drop your lips, the wind blows in my hair.
Thank you.
Just the last song. We go wins Am I Wrong, and that's gonna be the last song of the night. Like with your girl is over. He's not the girl that wrote the song already yet. Okay, great music. And next year I have to use another show of the Indie Express. I love you to stand the time. Right, roll the star. Until my students out there, my music played right here on the station. All you gotta do. Me up at 201-399-2014 or at rollbottom.net. And tomorrow is the 16th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You must know that the owner, artist, anyone with something to promote can call 247-202-318 to see what you got going on. And if you're missing this show, give them a /RollToStardom.com/RollToStardom or you can just Google Roll to Stardom to see the many platforms we are on, or just go to the radio page. Let's just go to the Roll to Stardom and say something you can listen to there. Much appreciated. And as No. On the 3rd of the month is the Black Oak Day. Yes. Last year I started Black Oak Day on the founder's birthday, which is the 13th. And so this year, the second annual Black Oak Day. Yeah. Dude, because you know Sundays is Mixed Variety Sunday. Sunday. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to have a show with those who know the founder, Jay Taylor, and Snoop. Call in and stories about him and, you know, about him, you know, Black Oak, you can call it, you know, there's a story of, you know, him telling them about Black Oak and all that stuff. And, you know, yeah, so that's going to be today on the 13th. There will be there will be something posted through Facebook, Instagram, Twitter that you'll be able to see to remind you that Sunday is Black Day and what we're doing when we're to start the radio. Yep. So, what do I want to share with y'all? I'm trying to think what do I want to share. Because knowing me, I might be the son I have to tell y'all right now. It's not coming to me. And then once I, you know, the show, it might come to me. But right now, nothing coming to me that I have to tell you. Okay, this is what I want people to do. It just came to me. So, you know, I was telling y'all months ago about the Forever Store. All right, you're going to go forever. BlackOakForever.com. And that's the Black Oak Forever Store. What I need listeners to do is go to that store and purchase something, because, like I said, the money I've been saving, the money goes to the Black Oak Forever Foundation. Right? You can buy the cheapest thing there, the most expensive thing to help out the foundation. Because, like I said, our mission is to implement some programs. Let me extend this a little bit. Let me extend it. Then I'm out of here. So, what we want to do with at the Black Forever Foundation is, so you know, you hear a lot of stories of kids being bullied. You know, we want to have a place where you talk to the school kids about bullying, tell them bullying is wrong. Like, you know, and have someone that's, you know, that's been through being bullied, that's not being bullied anymore, you know, because you can be bullied even at age you are now. If you're a grown person, you can still be bullied. And, you know, we want to talk to the kids and tell them that bullying is wrong, why they should be bullied, and let them know what happens when you bully someone. You understand? Me and my homeboy, my brother in radio guys. We would do six most of the time, every time. Most of the time when we did six in road, we would stories would pop up about some kid being bullied at his school, and they were being bullied to the point that they took their lives. Even them being cyberbullied to the point that they took their lives. See what I'm saying? So at the Black Oak Flower Foundation, you want to, you know, give up the kid, the youth, have a discussion with them about why is it wrong. I get it, you like a person, but you ain't got a book just because you don't like them. You TV shows and movies. You may see it with Darman on the Darman. Darman shows you a kid being bullied, and then they show you how things turn around. And, like, there are people being bullied because of the way they dress, because they can't afford the expensive stuff that these kids nowadays. They get bullied because they because of the clothes they wear, the shoes they wear, how they keep their hair. You understand? Kids are bullied for that. And with the Black Foundation, we want to implement programs where we talk about bullying, it's wrong. You understand what I'm saying? And you know, where I'm at in Jersey, there's a community center the kids can go to. We want to implement programs that help keep these kids off the street. Because I'm tired of seeing young kids standing on the corner because there's nothing for them to do. Kids, we would go in the park, and then when it's time to go in the house, and watch. Yeah, in the same thing, but these kids, where I'm at, even the teenage kids are just standing in the corner, standing in the store, chilling there like it's the thing to do. And because, excuse me, y'all, because these kids are just chilling there, they're bringing attention to the store like there's something going on at the store. The police have now put cameras on the block, on the street to where the stores are, and the cameras are facing the store. So if the kids do anything, they would be on camera. Like, I get it when we had the fast place, Crowns. If you're from New York, you know about Crowns. When we had Crowns, there'd be a lot of people standing out there because they would go in the Crowns, get something to eat, and just chill there, you know, with friends. So their food was ready, stuff like that. But it's drawing such a big crowd over there, the cops was like, why is the crowd over there? So the cops come over there and have to, like, if you're not buying nothing from the stores, you cannot stand over just to chill here. The cops will stop it. Even the, you know, New York, we say corner store, bodega. Well, our corner store, you would say bodega, my manager. See, people hang around there. I stopped that, and because the cops kept over there, they opened late. Because the cops coming over there, they have to close at 10 o'clock, or they were closed at 10. The store now has to close at 10 o'clock. Excuse me, I think it used to close either midnight or used to still be open like at 1 morning, but because so much activity was going over there that had nothing to do with the store, they messed up the store staying open late. You understand what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, I'm tired of seeing these young kids out here walking down the street. Like, if you're a kid riding your bike, it's a fun thing to do, ride your bike, ride a skateboard. If you roller skate, you know, whatever, you know, you got a scooter, your scooter, whatever. I get you doing that as a young kid. That's what young kids do. But to be standing on the corner as a young person doing nothing, that's not a good look. Corner is, you know, where I'm at, they have the youth. But once you age out of it, it's okay for you to do. You understand what I'm saying? You can see kids from, I would say, up. So, you know what I'm saying? And then they have, you know, school, but if sports is not your thing, what do you do? You know, the town where I live at, they were supposed to build a community center. Not build it, but turn, they had an old school that they shut down. They had to turn it into a community center, but the stuff on that, they sold the building to the developer, and the developer turned the old school, tore it down, and put buildings up. And this is the thing, in the town I'm in, we don't need any more apartment buildings. We need programs for kids to get these kids off the streets, especially during the summer. It's more on corners during the summer because they don't have school. You know, just to have, if you're familiar with New York's run, just to have basketball tournament Rucker out here where they stopped doing that. They are fixing up the park and where the court and tennis courts are, they're supposed to be fixed up. And I don't think it's fixed. I think the basketball court is fine. I think the tennis court is they're supposed to be fixing up the park. And it's like, when I used to live in New York, where I lived at, right, they put up they had a tennis court. Now we can go and play tennis court, no problem. Then they fixed it up and changed it to where they made a dome to cover the tennis court. And they would put it out so that they can have tennis tournaments there. Never really fixed a basketball court, but the court is right next to the tennis court. And like nothing used to have. When I was young, they used to have a program where the kids could go, and they would have the kids go on. They would take the kids on trips. They took us like twice. I think it was like to Great Adventures. After that program, the kids was back to nothing. You saw some hanging in front. And like I said, hanging in front of the nation. It's like, and that's how I feel. That's how it is where I'm at now. It's like, you got nothing for these kids to do. And these kids are out here doing dumb stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Have programs for these kids where they have school programs, but you know. But that's enough. You know what I'm saying? And you got an after school program, but that's not enough. Lady who I was cool with. She had her own, you know, where she would do her own talent show type thing during the summertime at the park. They got, you know, the town I managed to have the town day there at musical fest. The choirs from the church would come and perform. They didn't do that anymore. It's like nothing for the kids to do. They don't have anything like going just the people, you know, the people in the town. Like it may be free, but not everybody's going to be interested in certain things that happen in the town. Not everybody's going to be interested, so, you know, we're going to implement some, you know, a lot of people are going to be domestic violence. If you go to the Black Oak Forever, you go to blackoak.com, you will see the different hashtag t-shirts that we have. This one's for domestic violence, one is for bullying, one is, you know, self-esteem, because you got these young girls putting out makeup themselves look better. And, you know, the makeup is to enhance the beauty you have. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you go to Blackoak, that's Blakoak.com. I think it's Blackoak.com. No, it's blackoak.com. Yep, and store. And, you know, just purchase to help out the foundation. On the Black is into music. And this is what I want to do with the foundation also. But, you know, the kids want to be rappers, singers. I want to hook them up with a producer. So they can learn how to produce music, songwriting, so they can learn how to write their own music. You know, if you really want to be a rapper, I want to help out, but I need to take it seriously. Because, you know, doing something like rapping and singing and saying, oh, I do it for fun. Like, I get it. It's okay. But you can't, there are some people who do stuff like that just for fun, and then they put a song together, and they want to get their song on you. But if you're not trying to be an artist, why are you making music? I get it, but if you're doing it just for fun, there's no need for you to put a single out. A video for, you know what I mean? If you're doing that, if you're doing it just fun. You know, you do it just fun, that's not where your passion really lies, then you do what your passion really is. What else? Like I said, there's problems, but, you know, my mind is kind of going a blank. You go to forever.com, that's LAKOKE, forever.com, you'll see all the items we have in the store that you purchase, and it goes to the Forever Foundation. And I'm going to be putting up a new item. I'm going to put it as a t-shirt. To get a t-shirt and a hoodie. I'm going to make it a t-shirt and a hoodie. Yep. So like I said, we have the different shirts with hashtags. It says, this one says, stand up to bullying, and a bully friend. This one says, only cowards. This one says, one for domestic violence. And it says, only cowards mentally and physically abused. Virus that sees fire, my life matters. We have Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Yep. Let me go back. Then we have our Uniquely Beautiful collection where it says, I was uniquely beautiful with black girls. And I said, because, you know, young girls have that self-esteem issue because someone told them they were ugly. They think because people, not a person, but a bunch of people might have told them they're ugly. And they, you know, they take that to heart. And they think their self-esteem goes low. They think they're ugly when they're not. We have the black oak. We have the foundation mug. I don't have one like self-esteem as a young boy. We have the Jani collection, Jani fashion collection. We see a lot of items in there that we just signed. So like I said, and when you go to the website, there you will see codes pop up that you can use when purchasing an item. So let's say the item is, let's say, $99. You get on the thing, the code. Right, the first copy. Now you click on the item you want, and the prices on the t-shirts, it starts at $22. Because I got money made from these items. The kid size is cheaper than. You have kids, so certain items we have going kids as well as adults, and the sizes are cheaper than the adult sizes. We don't have just clothing, we have mugs, like I said. We have the mug that says, stand up to bullying, and on the other side says, stop being a bully, be a friend. We have some black oak items like shirts. We have pillows that you can on your bed or you can use on your couch. That's a black oak. We have a hoodie. Says be your own boss. So BYOB, you know, when you say that, you know, means bring, you say that for please bring your own, you bring your own bottle, meaning your own alcohol. But I just said that BYOB as be your own boss. So that hoodie. Basically, when you visit the page, you will see the items. So, the code, when you go to the website, the code is for, the code that pops up is for free shipping. When you go to the website, the code is for free shipping. So that's a good thing, because just think, let's just say you, the cheapest item I think is the mug. You have the Black Oak Forever mug, which is $14.99. So you say you just pay the $14.99, and the shipping is free. So, the newest t-shirt will be coming to the store is going to say life on it. And I'm like, Violet, I know you're thinking, like, she put a t-shirt up there in the store that says life. But life is an acronym. It stands for love is for everybody. Yep, that's what life stands for. A t-shirt will be here. I say in the next day, a t-shirt will be here. And you'll be able to purchase the shirt. Right? You'll be able to purchase the shirt. And like I said, other items on the website. So I'm gonna say, because that's all I have for you now. I say peace. I appreciate you. Bye bye now.